Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey everybody, welcome. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. All things sports medicine, fitness, wellness, and life. Brought to you by Global Schoolwear, high-style school uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger, LER Magazine, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, UK, Health Radio, Health, Fitness, Evidence-Based Medicine. We've got a great doubleheader, Dr. Ryan Nordell. He's an entrepreneur. He's the CEO and founder of Orthopedics and Fitness Solutions and a concierge doctor group. He's joining me along with January Shaich. She's the editor of Lower Extremity, LER Magazine. And then some sports doctors in with some Dr. Bob Wisdom, a few emails. Dr. Ryan Nordell, man whose career really spans clinical, financial, operational, high-growth healthcare. Welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Thank you very much, Dr. Bob. I'm glad to be here.
Give us, Ryan, if you would, some background on you and your work in English.
Sure. In English, sure. Yeah, well, you know what? I started off, I ran track in college, so I was fortunate to run Division I track at Baylor University back when Michael Johnson was there. We were the top kind of track program in the nation at that time.
So I'm a New Yorker, but I'm from Louisville, the Cardinals.
Gotcha.
But yes, Baylor, you guys are good in everything also.
Oh, man, yeah, it was a fun time. That was too many years ago to count. I won't say that and reveal my age, but but yeah, you know, so I've always had a love of athletics and being athletically fit. I was a varsity soccer player, baseball, you know, all these things. But along with that came the injuries and the setbacks. And so that kind of piqued my interest in sports medicine and helping athletes return to function, return to playing their sport, that kind of thing. So I went to school, and right out of school, I went and got my doctoral degree in physical therapy. And I only practiced in that field for about 2 years. And then I started really seeing that I was lacking, you know, in my knowledge on being able to help people. I went back to school, got some degrees around integrative biophysicist, and then also got a longevity practitioner certification along the way. And, you know, I guess my tale is kind of a story of always staying educated and, hey, what do I need to know to help my patients, you know, in the best possible manner? And that's what I've done, and that's what I do. So,
absolutely. Right out of the playbook for decades of the sports doctor, all of this important awareness, education, many times action steps in order to make a tremendous difference. We feature, I'm a sports podiatrist, so we're in the middle of the orthopedic world, you know, whether you're in the best shoe, whether your son or daughter is in the best shoe, whatever her sport happens to be. We have tremendous emphasis in the two things everybody cares about, which is number one, can we prevent problems, injuries? And number two, when indicated, can we enhance performance? And in many instances, we see that this information regarding whether or not, hey, these kids are still having fun, and whether or not there's such overkill in youth sports, overscheduling too much too soon, and we would end up seeing all sorts of problems in so many different ways, and it becomes so necessary to be dealing with these individuals. And this is why people who have involved in that particular area, and it was great you took the physical therapy also, because that gave you a whole physical side of, you know, what's involved and whether it's coming back. You know, it's interesting. One of the contributors to my book, Robert Andrews, who's the founder of the Institute of Sports Performance in Houston, he's got a wall of gold medals with the Simone Biles, that whole team. And but his main specialty now is the mental side of post-injury.
Dealing with,
your career might be over, or wow, man, you know. And it's a very, very important area. And but when you're involved also, Dr. Ryan, in the not only the clinical, which we're talking about, but on the final financial operational side and the high growth side,
yeah,
the whole world of healthcare. And that's why I got to ask you how your sports psychology skills are, my friend.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. You know, I went into that portion of it on a consulting basis because I found myself running, you know, outpatient clinics early in my career and kind of, you know, I guess climbing the corporate ladder with some hospital groups and things like that. But then I really shifted from that because my whole philosophy moved away from kind of traditional insurance care.
Yes.
And, you know, and that kind of dictates what I do now. But then I found, yes, other practitioners like longevity, you know, specialists and things like that that just didn't know.
Any of my friends with A41, Robert Goldman, he invented it,
yeah,
all those years,
yeah,
ago in so many ways.
Yeah.
I did the podiatry for them for a million years.
Oh, yeah,
so many
great
different ways. You know, I've been specializing in the areas of childhood obesity for over 30 years. And that's why we're making such a tremendous emphasis now, Dr. Ryan, in the,
yeah,
type 2 juvenile diabetes, which had to be renamed because it used to be adult onset. And I'm working closely with my colleagues in the LEAP, lower extremity amputation prevention. The thousands of amputations, diabetic-related, shock a lot of people who find out that these things are preventable. So the educational side of adding exercise, regardless, with these kids, is the earlier the better, is such a key point, because we're running into the situation with between diabetics and pre-diabetics and childhood obesity, you got 50% of the population. It's a real challenge.
It is, and even further than that, it's a real problem. It's a challenge, certainly, for those individuals that are going through that. But, you know, it starts with things like exercise, but then also nutrition, your diet,
yes,
all those things. And well, everything, all
why,
of this is preventable.
Yes,
yeah.
That's why I find it amazing. The word biohacking, which people nobody knew how to spell it 10 years ago. Really, it's lifestyle medicine, and this is why,
yeah,
the sports doctor talks about, Dr. Ryan, I want to bounce it off you. I call it the new medicine, okay? It's number one, eat smarter. And I'll leave it up to you to define smarter, right, the nutrition area.
Yeah.
Number two, keep moving. You want to go to the
That's
gym,
right.
You want to walk, you want to do yoga, whatever you want to do. But number three, big time, reduce stress. And,
yep,
you know, we here in the United States, everything is so much big pharma, and you can't watch TV for 2 minutes without a drug commercial or a diet commercial. And this is why individuals like yourself who have made such a difference in the overall scheme of things, we like to really highlight on the Sports,
yep,
Doctor. What is the what's the best website to find out about you and your work?
Yeah. So it's orthopedic-fitness.com. And you can just Google Dr. Ryan Nordell. I've been speaking about this on Fox News and with you and everything. So if you Google my name, it'll pop up. But it's orthopedic-fitness.com. Yeah, so that's the best spot to find me right now. I'm
yes,
doing lots of things, but that's a good one.
Yes. Well, again, we mix this in, again, the two essential exercises. When you're talking about the idea of the fitness solutions, orthopedics, the role of the foot is gigantic. And many times
for sure,
we see it's ignored, which is, so we
yeah,
tell, especially with these kids, I don't care what your sport is or what your
yeah,
age or level is. Number one, strengthen your feet and ankles. Learn
That's right,
how to strengthen
That's right,
your feet and ankles. Number two, work
yeah,
balance.
Yeah.
Whether you're 83
oh, yeah,
years old or you're 18 or you're 12 and you're working with the, well, my work all these years with these figure skaters, and we see these challenges many times with the a specialization. But in your world with the big parameters in healthcare, and I understand you're very involved with the world of concierge doctors. That's really come of age. Talk
yeah,
about concierge. Mike, do you have your white gloves on when you're talking about concierge doctors?
Yes, of course. Of course, yeah. You know, that for me was a personal journey that just said, hey, look, with all the knowledge that I have, I was very kind of handcuffed within a clinical setting. Now, we do have a clinic here, but we run programs that are annual programs that says, hey, we're going to commit to you. You commit to us on an annual basis because we've got to do this deep dive of genetic testing and deep blood work, not just like a basic blood panel. We're looking at functional medicine labs, longevity labs, things like that.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of new science that I think we're very excited about being watching, as long as it does, because it's the wild, wild west now, high performance, and there's a lot of stuff that's off the walls between whether it's pain pill situations or et cetera. Yeah, you're down there in Texas. I'll hook you up with the Institute of Sports Performance, Robert Andrews. They work with the Navy SEALs. They're doing all sorts of stuff, again, with the same criteria, you know, which is, and the more talented, this is a big deal, the more talented your son or daughter is, the more the pressure is on top of everybody. And that's before we threw in let's pay the players. So
that's
the idea
of
right, and then the cooperation in these areas of sports medicine, where again you have the necessity of communication between the coach and parents, the athletes themselves. Now, I have friends with concierge doctors, and when you need somebody and you can call them up and there they are, it's sort of priceless. It really, really is. Optimal medicine, especially in this crazy day and age, how have you found the concierge medicine idea to spread amongst your colleagues and the population?
You know, that's an interesting question. You get some hesitancy from people who are, you know, colleagues that are traditionally trained. And I think it's because of lack of training. Like I alluded to earlier, you know, went back to school and got multiple letters after my name. And all that means is that, hey, we can do a lot of things to really help people optimize, to help people, you know, do preventative type medicine things like looking at diet, nutrition, and sleep and things like that.
Hey, you know, Michael Jackson slept in a hyperbaric chamber. Now we're very involved. I've had experts from all over the world, including Israel, with hyperbaric oxygen and brain health and concussion treatment. So many times, again, we're talking about tremendous advantages. But again, we were very excited. We've been excited about the medical side of marijuana for a million years. I never knew a pro athlete who didn't include it somewhere, whether it was to make them sleep better or help with pain or whatever, the CBD excitement. Unfortunately, again, there's so much overkill of misinformation that it becomes very, very important, again, to have good information, starting with your own physician and then working from there, wouldn't you think?
We say it like this. You can have the great running back and the great wide receiver, but if you don't have a quarterback that's kind of looking at everything and assessing the game plan, then you're going to fail. And that's what we are. In our practice, we're the quarterback, and we're going to look at every aspect of it.
You just described what I've always considered when we talk about the Sports Doctors Inn, where I do all these different segments on different podcasts with 5-7 minutes of sports medicine info, and the idea that it becomes such an important criteria to be able to mix in the situation of both the mental and physical side. You know, a couple months ago, I had a Taoist therapist on from the Netherlands talking about 2,500-year-old principles like simplicity and compassion.
Great.
And how
it was
amazing. So the mental game is a big deal on the sports doctor. And many, many times we see that the organizational side, you know, I wrote an article in 2008, Dr. Ryan, which was called Let's Get Them Walking. I wanted all the schools to include walking. You know, this is when we were in the middle of this childhood obesity. You know, good luck getting the schools to change things. That's why we need many times individuals like yourself who could be able to combine a lot of this information. Because, again, the diabetes scourge will break us financially. A child who's growing up with obesity and high blood pressure is like 5 to 6 times as expensive as it is with a normal boy and girl. And that's the beginning side of things, which is to be able to get out in front of all of this and educate teachers and parents, organizations, that, again, we need to include exercise and smart nutrition in your children's program, period. Whatever else they do, great. But we can't let this other stuff get out of hand. And that's what I've been pushing for, I don't know, 3-4 decades, Dr. Ryan.
Yeah. I love it. Yep. Yeah, that's good.
So right now, what are you? So again, you were an athlete in college. You played against Baylor, a big time program, mm-hmm. like we were talking about. Me with Louisville and what are some of these different seasons. And how do you like the kind of craziness between the portal and or being yeah. paid? As you think about your type of career, it's got to be in the last minute or so before, but it's got to be crazy stuff.
It is. It is. So I have three athletes in my family, two high schoolers and a soon-to-be high schooler next year. And, you know, they're athletically talented. And so I'm excited for them. But I'm jealous because I said, hey, where was this stuff when I was at Baylor running at the highest
yes.
level?
Okay, well, I'm telling it to you, Dr. Ryan. Make sure your kids, again, get on that aggressive foot-ankle strengthening. It's a piece
You're
of
right.
equipment. We love it. It's called the Sand Dune Stepper. It's been on my show uh-huh. numerous times. It's like being on the beach. It's an incredible
wow.
way to work the feet and to yeah. work all sorts of balance. Bob, the great Bob Guider, the late, great sports therapist, my colleague for 40 years, he had everybody on mini trampolines doing all sorts of balance work. Quickly, in 10 seconds, what sports do your kids play?
Football, soccer, track, and cross country.
Bingo, man. Work those feet. Give me that organization people can find out about you and your work. Quickly again, Dr. Ryan.
Yep, Orthopedic and Fitness Solutions. Orthopedic-fitness.com gives you everything you need to know about me.
Great, man. Thank you so much for joining us. Hold on, Ryan. Everybody, we'll be right back. It's Sports Doctor. Hey, everybody. It's Dr. Bob Weil, the Sports Doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharky Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, An Essential Guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharky is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharky talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, Hey Sports Parents. Hey everybody, Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Nature's Medicine for Modern Living, a people and plants dialogue hosted by Sophie.Health. At Sophie, we bring together experts and voices who rarely cross paths. Our quest is to illuminate the ancient world of plant medicine and reimagine it for the connected age. Join us to explore new boundaries of digital personalized medicine with deep roots in the natural world. And hear from our community of international pioneers who are validating this new paradigm and improving how we feel, sleep, and cope with daily stresses naturally. Sophie.Health, reconnecting people and plants.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Wild, sports podiatrist, and I want to welcome to our show, January Schoaf. Am I pronouncing the name right, January?
Yes, absolutely. That's perfect.
Great. My name Wild, man. My always growing up, it was real a while. I had to sweat it.
Right.
Anyway, she's the new editor over at Lower Extremity Review, LER Magazine, a magazine that I've been involved with, been one of our supporters for years with their great publisher, Rich Dubin. So January, hey, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. I'm honored to be here.
Great. I understand you've been writing forever. And in so many different ways, and it's interesting, you know, you took over for a great lady, Janice Raddick, who was the editor over there at Lower Extremity Review, which is one of the few really evidence-based magazines with such contributions in so many areas. So it had to be, it's a big challenge. Give us some background on you and your move into LER.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, first I want to say, Janice was absolutely amazing. She had been doing medical writing, I think, for 40 years. So she was absolutely amazing to learn from. And just like you said, I walked into a very great magazine. It's very evidence-based. And, you know, now it's the baton has been passed to me, you know, to keep it that way. And, you know, to really keep it the great magazine that it is. So yeah, so my history, you know, after I graduated college, my very first professional writing job was actually with Dick's Sporting Goods Corporate. So it is actually here.
I hope you're listening, Dick's Sporting Goods. Are you listening? I'm looking for you guys. One of my favorite stores. Absolutely, yes.
Yes, I'm sure. Yep. And and it was a great opportunity. It was a great job. It's a really fantastic organization. So they're actually located very close to where I live. And you know, I don't know that most people even know that they're, you know, their
they
corporate offices
a mile away from my office for a million years. Who knows how many people.
They're huge.
There. And it's interesting that Lower Extremity Review, which caters to physical therapy, they cater to podiatry. You know, Rich Dubin, way back when, biomechanics, he was one of the first people to pay huge attention to the role of the foot and its relationship to all others of the body. Now the guy's a superstar with these LER expos where he's doing him and Tony Robbins, who figured out that, wow, let's do it virtually. And again, I've been proud to write, whether it's my article from the overuse injuries in youth sports, my editorials with the role of socks in the world of foot care, to pickleball, to the first article you and I collaborated on, which
yes.
came out like last month, which was, you know, Step Up, my longtime specialty mm-hmm. in the world of figure skating. So you jumped in, and as editor, what are the responsibilities, January, of the editor as you see it?
Sure, yeah. So, you know, and just like we were talking about, you know, the quality, that's probably the biggest one. I have to really vet. Obviously, you know, you've worked with the magazine. You had worked with Janice. You've known Rich. But
yes,
as new people...
positioning things, you know, where, like we
yes.
talked about, gee, where would photos go?
Exactly.
Or what about this? And over the years
right.
with Janice,
mm-hmm.
she would always have
yes.
definite input as we would collaborate mm-hmm. together.
Yes.
All those articles mm-hmm. I did with Janice Raddick. And you know, Dubin poked his eye in on a few scenarios. I want to get you guys very, very, very involved in the world
yes.
of the type 2 juvenile diabetes.
Oh, yes, right.
Importance of mm-hmm. exercise. Matter of fact, I think we've got that premise of an article or whatever. It'll be in the
yes.
magazine.
Yes, yeah, that's coming up in November.
Coming soon. So what are the different professions that you're bouncing off of?
Sure.
Generalizations at LER.
Yeah, I mean, definitely podiatry, surgeons, we have even, inventors in the sense of medical inventors, excuse me, you know, with like long histories of practice.
Yeah, like Doug Ritchie with the brace.
Exactly.
Talk
mm-hmm.
about the, yes, and he's been on the show. I don't know if there's anybody in the world of podiatry that hasn't been on my show over the
okay.
40 years,
right.
40 years, give it take a few weeks, you know, that we've done it. But the educational value of understanding that almost all lower extremity problems, whether it's back, whether it's knees, hips, as well as foot, ankle, if they're not foot-caused, they're foot-related. And the idea
right.
that whether it was the alignment side of things or the incorporation of the ability to strengthen these areas, it's great to see the surgical side of podiatry over the decades has gotten very, very involved. They weren't initially in rehab when it
mm-hmm.
came
oh,
to the
yes.
importance
mm-hmm.
of the rehabilitation, and let alone the tremendous growth surgically. As we've watched both the orthopedic foot and ankle surgeon on the left
yes.
and the podiatric surgeon in the middle and the politics on the right.
And that's exactly what I'm seeing is, you know, as, you know, you ask the kind of people that I'm using or, you know, speaking with, I'm seeing more overlap, you know, between.
Yes. Well, I think
yes.
you guys have always been, one of my roles with you guys over the years has been to initiate this kind of collaboration with 20 directions. You've already also, now as our friend Rich Dubin has become a philosopher. You know, once he started posting on LinkedIn and we would be talking back and forth. I don't want to say I talked him into all of this, but I was very, very much involved and was a fan of his. As he talked, I told him the mental game was a big topic on the sports doctor forever,
right.
whether we were mm-hmm. talking about the overzealous parent or the parent-coach relationship or the tremendous overkill in youth sports. Heck, they're doing Tommy John surgery on 14-year-olds with this overkill. And the idea that LER needed to be, and it was for a while when we collaborated on the sports medicine magazine, you guys were involved with, that we were involved with. What was the name of that?
Oh, you know, I'm not sure. Yeah, that was definitely
yeah.
predates me.
Yeah, Rich will have to call us in and let us know. So that collaboration, again, with tremendous emphasis, you know, you mentioned inventions, tremendous
mm-hmm.
emphasis on the diabetic foot.
Yes.
You know, I've had experts on hyperbaric oxygen on my show forever with tremendous attention now to brain health. And this is with these experts,
okay.
this group from Israel, Aviv Clinics. But the hyperbaric oxygen has long been a weapon in wound healing. And again, in the world of wound healing, I've had on David Armstrong, Dr. Larry Rubin.
Yes.
One of my original podiatry professors. Been a guest on my show numerous times, who launched 15, 12 years ago, LEAP, Lower Extremity Amputation Prevention.
Yes.
And, you know, the surgical side, this is a big topic.
Right. Yeah, and that's another thing. So, you know, so as far as topic and as far as people that I speak with, you know, those are all things obviously so interconnected, wound care and diabetes. Obviously, these things translate directly to feet and lower extremities. So those are things that I'm always, you know, and people that, you know, again, a lot of overlap, you know, dermatology, those kinds of things, all that, you know, just ties right in together.
And the mental side of healing that I have focused
yes.
on, you know, I mentioned that I had a Taoist specialist from the Netherlands
really?
On a couple mm-hmm. of times. Yes, he came on. He talked about principles that were 2,500 years old in the Tao.
Right.
That, like, two words. One was simplicity. The other one was compassion. The other was empathy. And how it pertained today. You know, I mm-hmm. have a lot of the mental side of things when we're talking about. One of the contributors to my book, Hashtag Hey Sports Parents, Robert Andrews, got a wall of gold medals with women's gymnastics team. And his specialty is mental recovery after injury, that whole
yes.
mental side. So post-surgery, you know, post-injury,
mm-hmm.
and the idea of senior, we pay a lot of attention to senior health. And you see what attention there is now to fall prevention.
Yes.
Podiatry
yes.
is a
oh, yes.
part of that. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, is your mother a father? Oh, I looked in the mirror. I realized that I'm a senior. You know. Are you in the right shoe for your foot mechanics? You know, so these are the kinds of things that we want
right.
to stress. And I guess as the editor, everything like you did for me, everything from the layout to
yes.
adding or subtracting some of the different verbiage, et cetera,
mm-hmm.
That's got to be quite a challenge, I would imagine.
Yes, and that was, well, again, Janice was huge help. I can't thank her enough because, again, I didn't come from the medical side. Yeah, I did have, you know, obviously experience with the sports side, you know, sports writing, but learning the medical side was, you know, and
yes.
and I'm still working on it. And
well, I want
but,
you to talk.
But,
we're going to come back in a second. I want
sure.
to talk about the sports writing side of things that you were
sure,
doing
absolutely.
When we come back. We're speaking with January Sherp, and she is the editor of Lower Extremity Review magazine. It's the Sports Doctor. We'll be right back.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, Mum and Dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com.
Strawberries and cream.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
We are back with January Show, and we were talking right before the break about, again, you know, that your experience and the new experience that you were getting involved really now up to your elbows in the whole medical side world, and the fact that you had done quite a bit of sports writing, and of course, that's right, you were with Dick's Sporting Goods. And how old is Dick's Sporting Goods?
Oh, okay. So actually, so Dick is a real person, Dick Stack.
Wow.
Yes.
Can you get him on my show in the future? I'm counting.
No, he did pass away. I think he'd be, maybe 100. Well, he would, no. Let's see. He started Dick's in 1948, I believe. So, and he was in his 20s. But anyway, yeah, so he was a real person, and it was a small bait and tackle shop. And it took off, and then he, you know, went into sporting goods and all of that. So, yeah, and, you know, one of the things that translates well and is, you know, editing and knowing, you know, knowing your audience and also knowing, like you and I talked about, you know, where things go, that, you know, that's the same across the board. What an image looks like, image would be good here.
Did you write like about Field and Streams?
I was the voice
of
Field and Streams.
What were some of the other areas you wrote about in the world of sports that you
wrote
about? What were some of them?
Yeah, so, I mean, I did, write some for the sports side as well, but for a while there, I was the voice of Field and Streams. So I was doing hunting, fishing, you know, anything on that side, anything that had, you know, and at the time we had a blog that was pretty big. So I was doing, you know, a lot of like how-to articles, even with, canoes. And if you can believe it, one of my articles that was the most clicked on was how to buy insoles.
That whole idea, especially today, where we have a deluge of information, you can't beat ideally sports podiatry or podiatry when we're talking about basic foot function, shoe criteria. You know, 50% of the population isn't even fit properly.
So right, I believe that. I absolutely. Mm-hmm.
So whether it's for your senior parents or whether it is for your youngsters who might be playing sports seriously, you want to make sure that they're in a shoe for the sport, and they're in a shoe that might be ideal involving, years and years ago in the world of figure skating was when I was first involved with Superfeet. They were basically a hockey figure skating insert. They became, of course, very multidimensional, the great Dr. Scholl's world with all of these insoles. But the idea of true criteria for optimum orthotics is definitely a science. And this is why LER has paid huge attention, Rich Dubin, huge attention to that side of things, as long as I know the guy, including, again, the prehab. You know, again,
yes,
like we talk about, strengthen your feet and ankles. I don't care what your sport is. Learn how to do it. If you don't know, go to physical therapy. Number two, work balance. Work on balance. You want to strengthen those feet, ankles, and that whole buy a cat. And keep a cat for company and serial athletes when it comes to balance, yes, right?
We actually have done an article on that, you know, the number of falls that cats cause. So you're absolutely right.
Well, you know, it's interesting. You know, if you think of years ago, if you got socks for a present, you said, come on, man.
Right.
Now, not only is it stylish, but therapeutically, you know, I had for a while these people with a particular sock companies, whether it was Bombas because they donate, and the idea that the control, support, stability of the whole sock world had really taken a big step up. That, I think, was the last article that I did for LER with Janice, was that idea about the science of socks and it becoming such a big deal regarding. So you can't go wrong, again, including podiatry for these kinds of questions when we're talking about youth sports or we're talking about you and your particular sport, whether it happens to be, again, walking or you want to go to the gym or you like yoga or you like Pilates. And I think that's one of the things we kind of wrote about that you talked about that we're going to be mentioning upcoming, which was this the new medicine. you know, the eat smarter, yes, the keep moving, and the reducing stress,
yes,
side of things. That would be, how many articles do you guys feature? You actually send out a magazine still?
No, we don't. We don't print anymore. Yeah. It's all digital. So
amazing.
We're roughly, yes, we have like, let's see, one, two, three, maybe six feature articles. Those are the big ones. And then we have occasionally, you know, I have something like yourself where I have, you know, like an expert opinion or a sports opinion, something like that, something, you know, a little extra. And then we also have our short little quick reads, you know, that we come in. And then we also always,
yes, you know, it just hit me again. MVP Magazine was the magazine that Dubin launched.
Yes.
Both digitally, that was his last venture, I thought, into an actual magazine that came,
yes,
out. Of course, the world was changing and going upside down in so many different areas that the actual topic, even though MVP Magazine is included in so many different things that we talk about and that we write about, again, the youth athlete. You know, we got an upcoming documentary. He was on the show last week, Joe Franco, who's the founder of Chesapeake Films. We've been working, it's 5 years, Where Our Children Play, the Challenge of Youth Sports, will be the documentary that deals with everything from the good, bad, and ugly when it comes to the world of youth sports. It's funny, 5-6 years ago, January, when he first talked to me, he said, you know, there's like a $12, $13 billion a year business. I'd have him on the radio a couple times a year to catch up on where we were. The documentary, you know, he said,
yes,
now it's $50 billion. Now it's $75 billion.
So oh yeah,
it is. It's very, very big business.
For
and
sure,
again, the importance of preventing problems, lower extremity problems, is one of the main flagship topics, of course, of lower extremity review.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, and you know, and like I said, we have, you know, our little quick reads, and we also have our, you know, always have like new products and, you know, like new and noteworthy is what we call it. And, you know, those are things that we're keeping you on the, you know, like abreast of all the new things out there. But with our little short tops, topics and, you know, all of those kind of things, you know, a lot of times I am featuring, you know, pieces of, like you said, youth sports. It's a huge, I mean, you know, every kid I know anyway, yes, is pretty much involved in a sport, you know, whether it, yes, ends up being a lifelong,
yes,
thing
what
or.
These, yes. What are young children where the growth center of the heel is so available for stress in soccer shoes with cleats? Maybe we'll save that for the next show. Give us the website of the magazine with you and your work, January.
Yes, absolutely. Okay. So, right now, my website, it would be LER, which is lermagazine.com.
Great. And again, we'll look forward to some of our collaborations in the future like we always have in the past. I want to thank you so much for joining us. And again, you know, the editor, the publishers, you guys, definite on our roster of guests, January. So I want to thank you again.
Absolutely.
And,
thank you.
Hold on, we'll be right back with the Sports Doctors In segment.
Hey everybody, Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is a well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com. Hey, everybody, welcome back. It is the Sports Doctors In segment, where we preview some upcoming guests and topics, where we add a little Dr. Bob wisdom to the mix. We answer a few emails if we have time. And we've got some, a couple of my faves coming up, I think, the day before Thanksgiving. My son, Adam, who is the CEO of Global Schoolwear, is going to join us. And my grandson, Griffin, a 10-year-old hotshot little athlete, maybe will be chiming in. So we're going to be looking forward to that next week. Following week, Dr. Bryce Applebaum, the world of our site, eye science, sports, eye concerns, in so many ways. So we're looking forward for that. Also, Sarah Turner, who is involved in the whole area of the mental side, as well as some of the physical side of health and wellness, and some of the different Sarah Thrive, other types of operations that they're involved with. Want to talk a little bit about our continued venture into the world of diabetes. You know, last week was the National Diabetes Day, and I don't remember if we mentioned it or we didn't. But again, I want to mention the attention that we are paying. By we, I mean the healthcare system. Specifically, I mean the LEAP Alliance, Lower Extremity Amputation Prevention, headed by Dr. Lawrence Rubin, one of my initial medical school podiatry professors, organization almost 15 years ago, with this kind of attention and the fact that 80% of amputations, diabetes-related, were preventable. Whoa! My involvement is helping on the side of the type 2 juvenile diabetes world, which had to be renamed from adult onset type 2 diabetes because of the explosion of childhood obesity-related, lifestyle-related, nutrition-related obesity concerns, high blood pressure concerns in children. And the idea that the two main prevention components absolutely are exercise and nutrition. And we continue to feature, as part of our guest population, the topic again, whether it's with physical therapy groups, whether it's with youth, park district, sports, community groups, whether it's the school system. You know, in 2008, I wrote an article, Let's Get Them Walking. The article was about the trial of getting schools routinely to include walking as part of the curriculum, as part of the stuff in school, outside, whatever, the walking would be done to include this as a routine part to make a major difference in the childhood obesity nightmare, which is, by the way, still with us. By the way, still with us, and the pre-diabetic world, as well as the type 2 diabetic world. Now, it's a complicated scenario. It's not all, hey, you know, if you just change your lifestyle, but it's very, very, very inclusive of that part of it. So we really want to be including the attention to
We've got to add exercise, get these families walking together. You know, in elementary school, everybody makes the team, whatever the team is, whatever the sport is. By the time you get into junior high school, most of the kids are not on the team. They're looking at video games. With this whole, again, we are all familiar with social media and these kinds of demands on these kids mentally and physically. So the idea of the importance of exercise, whatever your choice is, again, join the gym as a family, smartest thing you could do, or get involved again in whatever it happens to be. You want some technique in your home program, go to Athletico or friends at Physical, ATI, physical therapy, and learn a good program where you could include the two exercises I talk about all the time on the Sports Doctor, whether it's for the 75-year-old pickleball player or the 40-year-old runner, walker, or the 10-year-old figure skater, which is number one, include strengthening your feet and ankles. Number two, work on balance. Include balance. Guida and I, great sports therapist, the late, great Bob Guida, Sports Fitness Institute, Sports Performance and Rehab Institute. The man, every one of his athletes was balancing on a mini trampoline as part of their training, with shoes and barefoot. Different parts of the tram, different kinds of balance demands on the body to do what Bob made such a big deal out of, which was strengthen the brakes when you're coming down from a jump, when you're changing direction, the ability of the body. One of our longtime guests and colleagues, Dr. James Stockson, international authority in what he calls the spring mechanism of the way all these systems work in unison together. Do I have time for a couple emails? Phil says, hey, great. Do orthotics improve performance? If, Phil, we're talking about custom orthotics by a well-qualified fitter, most likely sports podiatry, I won't exclude physical therapy and podorthics, where you have an experienced caster who will take the measurements and make the mold. Now I'm using a smartphone, man, for 3D analysis. The prescription's the key. And I have found, and I've watched it in figure skating, the improved balance, stability, performance. I've seen it in tennis from John McEnroe and Tracy Austin on down to these young players to soccer. If you're in optimum alignment, your body's more efficient, then again, you will have less of a chance of overuse problems, and you'll probably be a step or two quicker on that. No, step or two quicker. See you next week. Thank you, everybody. The Sports Doctor.